Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You were like, yo, people at the station, they watched Steph Curry to play in the Olympics. So I was like, I don't remember that. Yeah. Who was it?
Mark.
And then, yeah, you throw him under
the bus. Well, no, I'm not throwing him under the bus. You made it.
You said people.
You asked me who, and I answered the question.
Well, you said people. There was just one person.
But I've had other people references to me as some of my friend group. Like, hey, look, the trade-off was like, you know, if Steph plays in the Olympics, you're probably going to, you know, at some point he's going to have some wear and tear, something is going to linger into the season. And it's like, I personally, that's a trade-off I was willing to make, you know? And I'm sure Steph, obviously himself, was willing to make that. And look, now that you're in the portion of the season where, you know, whether he was hurt because of wear and tear in the Olympics or not, or it's just old age, like, it is what it is, and you're just going to have to figure it out and ride the wave.
I didn't even think about that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't know Mark Willard didn't want Curry to play in the Olympics. I had no idea.
I just think he was reluctant of, you know, it was something to the effect of, like, he didn't want his players playing, you know, not for his team, which I think on the surface makes a lot of sense. But when I look at, like, Steph Curry and his career, the one hole of a basketball career was probably, like, he did stuff in college, he did stuff with the Warriors, he's got All-Star game stuff, like, two MVPs in the All-Star game, got the shootout stuff, like, this is part of the career arc, you know? You gotta have some USA moments, and it was... For many people, is one of their favorite Steph moments.
I'm going to say, hey, Mark Willard, I respect your take. I'm Bonte Hill. I just didn't know you had that take. I didn't know that. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, I'm not trying to rip your you. Takes. They're opinions.
How you feel
is how you feel.
Yeah, how you feel is how you feel.
Like, I felt like wearing a sweatshirt today. You know?
Oh, my God. Stop being so sensitive today, man. We're having fun. Oh, man. We need some wins around here bad. That's what it is. We need some wins, and we need some other things to happen. Because we are tight, tight, tight around here. Attention. Whoa, tight, tight, tight. We need a win. I feel like Tuco in Breaking Bad. Tight, 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 tight. Blue, yellow, pink, I don't care. You know what I'm talking about with that. With Tuco in Breaking Bad. I smile a little bit, man.
I'm good.
Smile. You look so serious, man. I'm like, whoa. The boys lose 5 in a row. Oh, my gosh. Jeez Louise. Where do we go here?
I feel great. How can I make you
smile? How can I make you smile?
I feel so good. I'm a little hungry. I had half of an orange.
Yeah, a navel orange. Yeah.
I got it all over my hands, which, you know, now I got sticky orange stuff all over my hands, and I'm good to go.
Here, let me make you smile. I'm going to make you smile. I think this will make you smile.
They're a fun little team to watch. When they're making threes, they're tough to beat.
See you smile.
But I told you, I don't believe in the Warriors, but they're cute. They're fun to watch. Steph is... Obviously, on the
what makes you not believe in them?
I just don't think they have enough talent. They got a bunch of Jags. They got Steph and a bunch of Jags, just guys, just a guy, and they don't have enough star power.
Can I make you laugh again? We just got a text from the Comcast business text. I'm just here to make Jasky smile.
Thank you, Bonte.
I need you to smile, man. You're killing me right now. 6'5" Sam Darnold is better than Purdy. Doesn't that make you smile?
This year, he might be.
Let me make you smile, man.
I mean, he might be. But don't tell that to David Lombardi, because somewhere
See, we've been on the show for a while now, what I'm learning.
So what, you're allowed to call people out?
No. I call people out every now and then. I haven't called people out in a long time. I don't name them. That's how I call. I just don't name them. They don't need to know their names. They don't deserve that satisfaction.
That heavyset guy with no rings on TNT, screw him.
Oh, Charles
Barkley. I'm not going to let you know who that is, though.
No, Charles Barkley's fine. I don't screw. Charles Barkley's great. I love Charles Barkley. He
but
told
here's
me.
The thing on
you know
Barkley.
What Charles Barkley told me? What
did he tell you?
Back in 2019.
What did he tell you in 2019?
Young man, that's the best question somebody's ever asked me.
Oh.
Warriors lost game 4, and I did not care because Charles Barkley told me I asked him the greatest question he's ever been asked.
It's not like Barkley's ever exaggerated or lied on radio or television, nonetheless.
See, here comes a high-level hating. what was I going to say, man?
I'm just trying to find
a high-level hate, man.
Barkley's been hating on the Warriors for over a decade. And so, like, I would just say to him, like, Chuck, like, here's the deal. We know your setting is automatically you don't believe in the Warriors, and that's fine. Eventually, you'll be right. You will. You say it long enough, eventually you'll be right.
What I was going to say was that we're lions. We're lions in the sports media game. Shasky, you and I, we're lions. Rawr, rawr.
What?
Rawr. We're lions. No, we're not meows.
What?
We're not little meow meows. We're rawr.
I just watched Lion King.
Yeah.
So does that make you Mustafa?
No, we're just lions. We're just both lions.
Mufasa.
What did I say?
Yeah.
You said Mustafa. Oh. Yeah. He saved you for the Niners.
I mean, geez, I can't even
get
it right.
You know? Listen, we're lions. We don't need to worry about the sheep and call them out anymore. They're worried about us. That's why. That's
fun.
Why your boy is covering the 49ers. That's why. Seriously. What'd you say? Oh, I was talking. I couldn't hear you.
I said you sound like Tywin Lannister.
Oh, all right.
We're lions. Lannisters. We're lions.
We always repay our debts.
So what I'm saying is, guy who wants to say that everything's great with the 49ers, we don't care. And that's why I deleted my tweets and said, you know what? I don't need to punch down anymore. Let the sheep be sheep. We're lions in the game.
You might be.
No, you were too.
I'm probably more like
you need to give yourself some more credit.
Matata. What was it?
Give yourself some credit, man.
Simone and Pumbaa. That's me and Carter.
You guys are missing this. I'm trying to pick my guy up on a foggy, gloomy, well, actually looks like the sun's breaking out, on a Thursday morning, and he can't even accept it. You're with me, big dog. You're a lion. People ask about you just as much. They don't even ask about how I'm doing. Oh, how's Shasky? They see me. So, Bonte, how's Shasky? They want to know about you.
I'm a likable guy, you know?
You're a lion in the game.
I mean, you know, it's
you're like a lion.
Behind every great king is a great army. And, I'm one of your generals.
If I'm Fred Warner, you're Dre Greenlaw. If you're Patrick Willis, I'm Navarro Bowman. Come on, man.
Consider myself
dynamic duo.
Brooks. I'll jump off sides every now and then.
See, you're doing it. I'm trying to pick you up. That's all. We're going through some turbulent times in the Bay Area with our sports teams, but it is the holidays, and you love Christmas.
You said this to me about, I don't know, a week ago?
What did I say?
Well, you were like foreshadowing. You were like, I don't know about this Warrior team. This is off air.
You're not supposed to bring the off air stuff to the air. Off the record.
I'm trying to keep it real.
Oh, no.
As the kids say, a hundo.
I'm sorry, but the amount of times you brought up stuff that I said on show calls, whether I actually said it or not.
Exactly. No, that's a lie.
Off-air stuff.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
We misspelled king. It's spelled kettle.
That's a lie.
K-E-T-T-L-E.
That's a lie.
I'm not crushing for it, but let's just be real here.
We bring the show call. The show call's not off air. We bring up show calls all the time. That's not off.
That's what's
limits.
Said on the show call, though.
When I say off the record, that means off the record.
When have I ever disclosed anything that you told me off the record?
I'm not going to go there, but continue.
I have never done that.
No, just continue. I don't want to derail the show. Continue.
I've never done that.
Just continue. There's even Lubbins laughing back there.
What?
Laugh is Lubbins. Where's the cap? Where's the cap?
Just
explain the story what I told you last week, because now I want to hear it.
I said, hey, look, there's an opportunity here for one of these teams. Like, the Niners are in a little rut right now. People are kind of emotionally drained by the Niners. I'm a Bay Area sports fan. Like, the Warriors, it felt like they were going to capture our hearts for this year. And now we're in a little slide, and we'll see where it goes. You know, like, who knows? Like, who knows with the Warriors? They could come right back and be at the top, right? But, like, if you were asking me, like, who, like, what team has the biggest opportunity to kind of grasp everyone, a part of me wants to say the Sharks. Like, that's number one, which I thought was almost impossible to say, you know, a couple of years ago. Shoot, 6 months ago. And, like, there's another side. It's like, hey, man, with everything going on down in L.A. with the Dodgers, and I know that we're looking at the Giants, like, come on, man, do something, like the meme with the stick. If the Giants just, like, if they're just competitive and, like, close to the Dodgers this year and find their way in, the David Goliath story, they could honestly, and I mean this dead serious, with the new management group and everything that's going on, like, I know the Giants felt so much beneath the Warriors and the Niners over the last few years. I think there's an opportunity for one of these teams to just, like, grab the hearts of the Bay Area sports fan.
So this is what I said last week to you?
Yeah, but not as eloquent.
Oh.
It's the art of storytelling. I mean, other than that. It's like a campfire story.
Oh, man, you forgot that, too, with all the management groups. Yeah, I guess you covered everything that I said.
I mean, if you want to, you know, draft off of it.
No, I mean, you basically... The conversation started with something I told you last week. So you just basically said you.
That one up you.
It's kind of hard to draft off of something that I brought up.
Look.
But you're right. I mean, it's. Look. We're down and out right now.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.